KC90JP Mobile on 97.
CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
KD90JY Mobile.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
WX.
CMN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
C CNN Network, MI3.
CQ. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte in Indiana, for those that are not local. I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Information Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. To all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. The repeaters are 146.970. This repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog, now All-Star, connected at 635952, and EchoLink node, 193001, and also connected to the DMR talk group on the TGIF network. That talk group number is 31146. It's the LPC-ARC DMR talk group. This repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located on a 300-foot tower near Summit Farm on the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West. And last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM Wires X connected and also located at the tower Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater 146.610, negative offset 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. And if you're interested seeing the check-ins live during the net, go to netcontrol.live and look for LPCARC Information Net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, and there's a live text chat for everyone to use. All we ask is that you check into the net via the radio, since getting radioactive is point of having the net. Netcontrol.live is a browser-based program that is free for net logging and works on all computers, phones, anything with a browser. There's a video on the website to help set up an account. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on netcontrol.live. For the check-in portion of the net, I will be asking for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the netcontrol.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the Swap and Shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question. If you just want a radio check to see how you're getting into the repeater, All-Star node, or EchoLink, any of those, or DMR, or even just tell us about the current radio and antenna you are operating. It's open for pretty much anything. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. All right, hearing nothing, I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now. Okay, I heard, but not on this repeater, I heard a KE9FYH, I believe it was. Unfortunately, Nick, you're on a different repeater, but on the same frequency with a different PL tone. This repeater has a 131.8 PL tone, and it sounds like we have a pretty good band opening, which would explain why you're hearing us over that way in Illinois. I won't be able to hear you until our repeater drops. So I got you down as a check-in, even though not technically on the repeater, but hey, you're on the frequency. Do you have anything for the net? Go ahead there, Nick. Okay, I didn't hear anything from Nick there. I'll keep him checked in for now. We got a 131.8 PL tone. Maybe you're close enough to get into the repeater directly there. So give another shot a little bit later. Are there any other mobile or short time stations? Please call now. All right, I'll go with the ham.live list as I have it. Make sure it's Wednesday today. Just making sure. We got Josh in there, KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody on net tonight. Yeah, I got a couple things here for you, Kurt. I made my first contact on my aero antenna for a satellite today, actually, with I made it in the backyard, just running my 150, AC 150, got that mounted up on a chest rig, and made a contact to Massachusetts, so it was about like 800 miles away, 830, and I could hear myself on downlink, so I kind of got that figured out.
Oh, okay. You did find out that Yaesu 150 will monitor the downlink then. That's really cool. Really cool that you made a contact on satellite. Now, are you hooked? Are you looking forward to the next pass?
Yeah, I am. I literally just got just finished putting everything together a few hours ago and made the 4 o'clock pass or 4 whatever it was, and I heard myself. I've been trying all weekend with 2 HTs, and still couldn't get anything through. I mean, I could hear myself on a downlink with 2 HTs, and then I got a duplexer, and I can still hear myself, but it was my first contact with it, so that's pretty good. Kind of know what to expect. It's fast-paced. Gotta really time it kind of like chasing DX with a QRP rig, kind of. You know, you gotta time it right to jump in there and have someone here. I called, his call sign was K1CB. I actually called his call sign and then mine after it with my grid square, and that's how he got me.
All right, yeah, it's very, very fast, and I'm curious to know how you're logging. Are you using a recorder of some sort, or are you that fast of a writer? Me, personally, I wouldn't be able to listen and write at the same time.
No, I just voice recorder on my phone, just on the voice memo. It's not the greatest right now. I'm going to have to pick up a recorder, actually, and eventually get some headsets and then tie it all in. But for now, it's all right. I kind of awkwardly hold my phone and kind of throw it in front of the radio so I can pick up the sound and talk with the mic. And then the other hand, I got free for adjusting for Doppler. And I'm trying to figure out how to log it right now, actually. I think I got it right on QRZ, the log contact. I did the uplink, downlink, and split diff frequency, so I think I got it.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, QRZ isn't, I don't know if it had a satellite, maybe it was some other mode I was doing where it didn't have that mode that you could select, but that's been some time ago, so I would think that they've updated that since then and added any mode that there is out there now, so. Well, congratulations there, Josh. I'm glad you made a contact there. Look forward to hearing about your many more contacts in the future. I'm going to pass it over to you for one more, make sure there's nothing left, and then we'll keep on going. AC9HO, Net Control, go ahead.
Yeah, on QRZ, just real quick, like you're saying, they do have a satellite tab on there, and they have split frequency you type in, and then, or you check a split frequency tab or box, and then you type in, you know, two frequencies, a split uplink and downlink, and then FM, and then if you go hit satellite, and then you type in the satellite that you talk to. And then, and I typed his call sign in, and I went over to verify that was still his grid square, that he wasn't, like, mobile or roving, but he was at his same grid square as his QTH, so. Yeah, that's all I got. I'll definitely keep you guys updated, and I'll go from there. That's all I have. Thanks for running the net, and I'll turn it over to Net Control. This is KE9BPP. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Josh. Yeah, I look forward to hearing about those adventures. I do have a quick question for you, though. I'm running a different headset. I've used it before, but I want to make sure I'm coming into the repeater okay.
Yeah, you sound good, full quality, and yeah, you sound really good on my end.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't too quiet or too loud or anything like that. I figured if anything, I'd be too quiet because I got it turned down pretty low. All right, Josh. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and look forward to more satellite adventures. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah, that's the ham.live list as I have it. So since I got Nick on here as a check-in, I heard him on the other repeater there in Illinois. Maybe he's put in the 131.8 PL tone, and let's see if he gives it a shot. Nick, KE9FYH, AC9HO, Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 9 in Foxtrot, Yankee Hotel.
All right, Nick, we got you in there that time, and sounds like you're on the W9LY repeater now. What's your location, and do you have anything for the net?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear the start of it because I was at Aldi, but I'm in Villa Park right now. That's my normal location, just on my HP coming back from groceries. So thanks for having the net, and thanks for having the patience with me for being new to this. I just got my license in June, so I'm just excited to be on the repeaters and talking after wanting one for 20 years. So thanks again, guys. 73 to all, but I will be monitoring. K9SYH, back to you.
Okay, Nick, very good, very good. We heard everything you said there on an HT. You're getting in quite well into the repeater. And, yes, that's what we're here for. Patience is, well, I don't know if it's my middle name. My wife would not agree with that comment at all. I don't think anybody that knows me would agree with that comment at all. But for some reason, when I'm on the net and I'm on the radio, I try to be as patient as I can and help all you guys out, newbies, old bees. Whoever, whatever you want to do, this is what we're here for. Test out your equipment, get you on the air. There's been a couple times where I was chatting with people in the ham or in the netcontrol.live app and telling them the same thing I was telling you. Just put in the 131.8 PL tone and offset and all that. And probably 30 minutes later, they're on the air. So there you go. That's what we do here. So come by anytime. That's what we like to hear, new hams. Nick, have a good one. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. That completes the list as I currently have it. we're going to go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform.
Alpha, Charlie 9, Uniform, India.
All right, we got N9YOU on the All Stars, and we got AC9UI Serafina on the repeater. N9YOU, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
No, thanks, Kurt. Not too much tonight. I did hear Josh on when he made his contact, and he was really clear. He was just about full quieting, but definitely sounded good. And hopefully the rest of the week turns out all right. And hopefully there's a good turnout at, and I know you'll cover this later on too, Kurt, but the Elkhart Ham Fest. So, hopefully it'll be a good turnout in that. But for the outside, for the tailgaters, and it seems like it might be. Rain might be still in the forecast, so what can you do? But not much here, just plugging along, and definitely a nice day today too. I got out of work, it was like, wow, where did humidity go? But hopefully to see some of you over at Elkhart at the Hamfest this Saturday. But really not much here. Just trying to get ready for Saturday for Elkhart. But anyways, back to you, Kurt. Everybody have a good week and a good rest of the week and a good weekend. AC9HO and 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Yeah, you can mention anything like that anytime you want. The more we say it, you never know who's listening and who won't be listening later. So. To Brian's point, the Elkhart East Ham Fest is this Saturday, so August 1st. So if you're wanting to go to a ham fest, which I definitely want to go, but I got two issues. It's one person, two issues, my wife. It's her birthday Saturday, and she's going in for surgery tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll probably be making up my mind if I'm going possibly Friday night, unless... tomorrow we talk about it, and she's like, yeah, go ahead and go. So I need to get a few little trinkets, some connectors and whatnot. So, all right, Brian, well, if we don't see you Saturday, hopefully we'll see you soon, probably next club meeting maybe, but I'm hoping for Saturday. That's my plan. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, next we have AC9UI, Serafina. Do you have anything for the next?
Notice from the net. I was curious about Josh, the first guy who called in. Was his suffix BBT, Bravo Bravo Papa, or was there a Victor in there?
Negative on both. It's Bravo Bravo Bravo. BBB. B. BBB. Yeah, three Bs.
He's tall. I don't think I've heard it before. He said he's in satellite contact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Josh is a regular. He checks in almost every week, so, usually one of the first. I usually get him on the ham.live list, the netcontrol.live list, because he's on there, so I get him pretty early in the net, usually. But, yeah, Josh does a lot of POTA, and now he's got satellite under his belt. Really cool stuff.
Nice to know. Thank you for verifying.
All right.
Well, thank you for running the net, and have a good evening.
All right, Serafina. Well, thank you for checking in. You also have a good evening and a good rest of your week, and stay cool out there, which is much better weather right now. So, got to like that. All right. That completes that list. We'll go for more general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Okay, Kilo India, 9 Echo.
AD9GY. All right. The only problem I have with this net control dot live is the auto scroll does not work yet. They're still new, so we'll give them some slack. All right, there was a double at the very beginning, KA8UGB1, so I did not get the person that doubled with him. I do have KF9WW, KI9E, and AD9GY. If I did not call your call sign, please come again.
N9GSM.
All right, Paul, we got you in there that time. I'm guessing you were the one doubling with Tony there, so... We'll start at the top of the list, KA8UGB. Tony, do you have anything for the net?
I got a big fat wave. hey, everybody. KA8UGB in New Buffalo. And I'm not sleeping. I'm not napping and missing the net tonight. As a matter of fact, I think I'm in here pretty early, which is okay, too. Did a little traveling. Some of you might have known I on a jet plane last week and went to Georgia, and I got back Monday and went to Detroit, and, you know, I'm getting too old for this. Well, no, I can't say that, because now I had to admit that I'm getting older. But, yeah, it's been an interesting ride. Everything's been productive, but it's really cutting into my radio time. You know, a guy's got to have his priorities straight. Hey, but thanks for doing the net. We'll be riding along here for the duration. This is Tony in New Buffalo, KAUGB.
Okay, Tony, very good. Got a ride on a jet aeroplane there. That's pretty cool. That's a song, isn't it? I don't know those songs very well, but I'm sure somebody knows what I'm talking about. But, yeah, travel safely while you're out there. And I understand not having enough radio time. It's definitely something I got to work on as well. Tony, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt and everyone. I spent 3 days trying to figure out what I had done wrong when I put the latest version of FT8 or the WSJTX. Version, 3.1.0, I could not get it to scroll when you were waiting for the newer or the existing stations to come up and see which ones you wanted to contact. For 3 days, I tried everything I could think of, and it turned out to be one simple check mark in one of the settings that had the whole thing all up in the air. I loaded, unloaded, tried older versions, everything, couldn't get it figured out, but I finally found it, and I kicked myself all over the place because it's right up there in front, made it very simple, and now it works. So if anybody runs across that again, I'll be glad to walk you through it. Back to you, Kurt.
Yeah, I hate it when stuff like that happens. I deal a lot with computers at work and sometimes with delicate programs as well, you know, and it's just that one little checkbox. If you don't see it, it could be staring at you right in front of the face, but it just doesn't click, you know, that, hey, you need to check that. I've been there so many times I can't even count. And I'm sure when you go to help somebody else, that's having that same issue, you're not going to take them the long way by uninstalling, reinstalling. You're going to show them the quick, easy way. Oh, good story there, Mike. Good story. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I've been there, done that so many times. Probably done it once this week that I can't even think of right now. Anyway, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And I'm sure just about everybody on this net tonight can say the same thing. So, anyway, glad you figured it out. All right, next on the list we have KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, to everyone on that. Hope your wife has a successful surgery there, Kurt, and quick recovery. My wife just had a hernia surgery yesterday at the LaPorte Hospital there. She's home here recovering, quite sore from that one. She's got to take it easy for a while. And I got a couple of quick news items. Congratulations to the Purdue Amateur Radio Club W9YB for their second place finish in the 2025 AWRL Phone Sweepstakes. The Purdue Club was beaten out by the Heston College Amateur Radio Club K0HC from Heston, Kansas. And there were six operators involved there. Good job to the Boilermakers. And lastly, don't forget to write your letters to your Congress people there in support of the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act, S.459 and H.R. 1094, by pointing your browser to https://sendaletter.org/HOA, and the link is available on the AWRL website. And that's all I had there, Kurt. KI9E, back to you.
Okay, Jim. Well, thank you for that information. I was just writing that down, sendaletter.org. Is this a different one or the same one that was going a while back? I want to clarify myself and for anybody else that might be listening, if you've done one already, this could be a different one. Is this related to the one, man, I want to say, I don't think it was a year ago, but it was quite some time ago.
I believe this is the same one that's been in place that they're working on there.
Comment.
Got you in there, Mike. Yeah, I thought it was when you said the name, and moving at the speed of government, right? All right, Jim, thank you for that information. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Comment, N9OKA, I'm going to get you down here to check in as well. So, Mike, what's your comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I believe the last write-in campaign was sponsored by AWRL. If memory serves me right, I put my 2 cents worth in, and I had found the link on the AWRL homepage. And, yeah, check me in, and I do have traffic.
Okay, Mike, yeah, we'll get you when we get down to you for your traffic. And, yeah, Jim mentioned that there's a link on the AWRL. So, but definitely, if you're not sure, I'm sure it wouldn't hurt to do it again. So go feel free to jump on there, fight for all the things we need. So. All right, Jim and Mike, thank you guys for that, and we'll keep going with the list here. Next is 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
89GY here. Best wishes to everybody, and I was talking last week with John, K9PTC, about bikes, so I got all enthusiastic and I'm getting up every morning early and hitting the bike trail, so that's good. And then, Mike, KF9WW got me excited. Now I think I'm going to have to get an HF rig of some kind soon enough. But all the best, and 89GY.
Okay, Mike, glad to hear it. We're glad to hear that other hams are putting their they're impressing on you quite a bit. I'm trying to think of the words, and they're just not coming. So you got what I'm saying. I know John would be tickled to hear that his adventures on his bike has got even one person. He tried me, and I did buy the bike, and I just never got it back out of the shed. Things happened, you know. medical things happen. But now I have no excuses except for all the excuses I have every week. But good to hear that you're getting out on the bike. And like I said, John would be tickled to hear that if he hasn't heard it already. But and I'm sure Mike's tickled to hear that you're wanting to get HF going. So he'll be there to help, I'm sure, as we all will. And look forward to hearing about your adventures when you do pull that trigger on that HF radio.
Come to the Alcart East.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for checking
first,
in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of the week.
Northern Indiana.
Next on the list, we have M9 ZFM. Paul, Alcart, do you have anything
Indiana
for that?
46514.
Well, either Paul's talking and he's not getting in the repeater, or that announcement might have covered me up a little bit, possibly. So, N9VSN, Paul, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, yes, sorry. I was covered up by the announcement there. Just a couple things. Sorry to sound like Captain Obvious here, but I know a lot of people make the mistake of not realizing that Elkhart is on Eastern Standard Time. If, you're not there an hour ahead of our time. And also, this is the same day that we did siren testing. So I was planning on going, but I would rather do the siren testing. Hang on, let me reset this. The other thing was, I mentioned, I believe it was the last meeting about the health department looking for people to help out in times of catastrophe. And the priest from my church sent me some contact information, some medical people from the health department, if we wanted to contact them and offer our services. I don't really know exactly everything it entails, but if you want me to look into it, I could. And that's about it on this end. Anyway, back over to you, and I'm GSN.
Okay, Paul, very good. Yeah, I know we kind of had a thing going with the LaPorte Hospital for communication. We had our K9 JSI repeater on top of that hospital for a while. They may have got the feeling that when we moved it off the hospital, and I tried to reassure them that that was not the case, but they may have got the feeling that we no longer were going to represent if they needed us, if they needed communications for any reason. So I'm wondering if who you're hearing from is kind of related to that. But, yeah, that wasn't the case. We just wanted the repeater in a better location to help better serve. So, yeah, any information you can find on that, just pass it on to us and or bring it to a club meeting, send it in an email, however you can get it to us. And we'll go from there. We definitely are here to help if needed. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, I could send you a copy of the cards, the business cards that the priest sent to me, and just want to decide you may even recognize the names. I'm not sure. And then, yeah, as far as the time change in Elkhart, being an hour ahead, I know, again, a lot of people mistakenly showed up late or early or whatnot. Because of that, including myself at one time or another, but I'm pretty used to the time changes out there now. I go out there quite a bit. Anyway, this is a 9VSN. Back over to you.
Okay, Paul, very good. Yeah, that public service announcement is very welcomed because I try to always say Eastern time, but so it is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time, so that would be 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. our time. So, yeah, if you want to be there when it opens, you're going to want to leave from the LaPorte area probably by 7 o'clock. So that way you make it there in plenty of time, maybe even a little bit earlier, depending on traffic, but hopefully there's not a lot of traffic that early in the morning. But no, thank you for being Captain Obvious there, Paul, but you'd be surprised, myself included, how many people forget that. All right, Paul. Well, thank you for checking in, and I look forward to any information you send on regarding the health department. And I might not recognize any names, but I'm sure Richard or John or somebody else in the club would definitely probably recognize some of the names. But, yeah, feel free to pass any of that on. And thanks for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, currently mobile. Couple things. My iGate fidget spinner was down for about 36 hours. Not sure exactly what happened. I'm thinking that when that storm came through the other night, it kind of messed with all my Raspberry Pis, and the unsafe shutdown several times in a row kind of botched some stuff. But I did some work on it and reinstalled some firmware on them, and I think everything should be up and running. As far as the antenna on that one too, with the new 3D printer, I printed a little slingshot that has a spool on it to throw antennas higher in the tree, so should be able to get that antenna about there 10, 15 foot taller, and hopefully that makes a little bit better difference. But other than that, not sure if I'm heading over to Elkhart this weekend or not, depending on how I get off, or how I feel when I get off work Saturday morning, but if I end up going, we'll hopefully see some friendly faces there, or familiar faces. I'm sure I'll see friendly faces, but some familiar friendly faces. But other than that, thanks for taking the net tonight, Kurt, and we'll send it back to you, 9HAY.
Okay, Hayden, well, it looks like, just looking at the screen real quick here, it looks like the W9LY-1 down in Union Mills heard your note, at least 13 packets anyway, and so that's pretty good. Surprisingly, my note has not heard you, but stations heard by your note is quite lengthy. There's quite a few. I don't think mine is one of them. Kind of looking down the list here, but yeah, I'm not seeing mine on here, but at least the W9LY-1 has heard you as of today. So I think you're going to get a lot more coverage that little bit you've got higher in the air there. So if I heard you right, it is higher now, right? Or is it in the same spot? They're about to move it higher.
Initially it was like 20, and then my main VHF UHF antenna, and I gave it its own dedicated antenna so that I could use my normal main antenna. So it's on a N90AX roll-up J-pole up in a tree. Currently it's probably 30-ish foot, and I'm hoping with this little slingshot thing I can get that J-pole up another 10 or 15 foot to the top of the tree. So I should put it, you know, 35, 40 foot to the top of the tree, and I think that that little bit of extra distance is going to make a pretty decent difference in what it's hearing, because it's pretty good now, a little bit dependent on propagation, but I think that it'll really clean it up, just that little bit extra height.
Okay, for sure, yeah, I totally agree. Anything over the magic number, I think, is like 32 feet. Anything over that can only get better. So, all right, look forward to that. Last I heard that unfortunately, the gentleman that owns the APRS equipment passed away. But I thought, even though that had happened, unfortunately, I thought that the equipment was on its way back to the tower. And so far that has not happened, at least I have not seen it on the APRS.fi. So we appreciate you, Hayden, all the time and effort you put in putting in that iGate for us, which has improved our APRS coverage in LaPorte County. So I can't say it hasn't, because it definitely woke it up once that went in line and made it useful again. So, all right, Hayden, well, you drive careful out there. I know you're probably getting pretty close to work there. So have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. And as always, shiny side up, rubber side down. Have a good evening. All right, next on the list we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. I do have one article. I can read it now or later, but that's basically all I have this evening.
Well, while Hayden's still listening, Percy might take it in the truck with him. Go ahead with your article. AC9HO, neck control.
N9OKA, with a question. Have you operated on 12 meters yet? Have you even thought of trying yet? Well, me to him who is actually challenging you to do so. 12 meters is typically not known as the most popular band for most operators, and so EI3LH is posing a challenge that is Rooting Whisper's presumed underdog of bands. He has launched an activity known as Midnight Runners. It's a challenge to operators to use CW or sideband only to complete 12 contacts on the band during a single operating session. A field activity such as POTA, SOTA, White Houses, or Beaches on the air. Likewise, chasers at home can qualify to be a midnight runner by logging their own dozen contacts with the portable stations. Sorry, but there are no grand prizes. Those who succeed in the mission do get a reason to feel grand anyway. They receive a membership certificate declaring them to be one of the proud midnight runners, and right now there aren't many. If you complete your 12-on-12, be sure to let Aeon know by contacting him at midnight@ei3h.eu and send a text list of your QSOs with all the details. And that's my article for this evening. 7-3s to everyone out here. And thanks again for running the net there, Kurt. N9OK, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Thank you for that article. And, yeah, I think I've made maybe a handful of contacts on 12 meters. I've made more contacts on 12 than I have 6, I can tell you that. I miss the openings all the time. So, all right, Mike, well, thank you for that. We look forward to the articles every week, and whenever you have one, we'll get you on here and like to hear about it. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. All right, that completes the list. That's a pretty good list. Any others? Anybody anywhere? General check-ins. AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
N9RKY.
KE9ALK, Thomas, downtown LaPorte.
All right, we got KA9PGC, sounds a little exhausted there. N9RKY, KE9ALK. KA9PGC, Club Vice President John, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Well, I heard a little comment, earlier, and a little bit of a hard ride today, but the comment that I've excited somebody in the hobby, which is fantastic. Like to do the bragging point, as of last Sunday, I did not just a 115-mile ride, made it to Illinois and back. And maybe Sunday I'll do a three-state ride, but if not, the other option is going to be going down to Madarieville and see how far I can stretch out the repeater going south. But anyway, that's what we got going for the moment here. And possibly a little useless information there. Back to you, Kurt.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, if you want to go ahead with your useless information, we'll go ahead and take care of that now. That way you can focus on what you're doing out there on the bicycle mobile. Go ahead, sir.
All righty. Well, the punchline here is for a lot of these instruments we have out here for detecting radiation, they need a non-radioactive metal for some of the construction. And believe it or not, the only way you're going to find that is at the bottom of the ocean. Anything built before, that got sunk, let me rephrase that, sunk before 1945, is metal being salvaged to make these radiation detectors. And that's the short version of the story. It just, the problem is everything has got something in it, you know, because of all this testing and so forth. And the same joke is said about the dollar bill. Every dollar bill in circulation, a dog could sniff it and say there's heroin in those paper fibers. So, food for thought. Back to you there, Kurt. K9PGC, Bicycle Mobile.
Well, those are CNN two Network. Very interesting tidbits. You don't want to have a bunch of singles on you near a drug-sniffing canine. So, and I did not know that about, I mean, it makes sense about the metal under the ocean. And I didn't know that they made radiation detectors from that. That's interesting. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for that, John. That was very enlightening for me anyway, and I'm all that matters, right? No, just kidding. John, bicycle safely out there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. All right, next we have N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, Kurt and everybody on the net. Sound good tonight? I've had the fortunate experience of going to a little gathering. One of the Danish groups had a gathering, and anyway, picked up a Heath Kit HP23 power supply from my Heath Kit. Mine, cats were kind of humming pretty bad, so I didn't use it because of that. But unfortunately, though, my wire antenna that I've had up for years is down on the ground now, so I have to rebuild one and put something up nice. But I hope to get that rig going again. It's a SB-102. So hopefully I get that going again. And everything seemed to work still, leading with the caps, so the old caps and that one, but probably get that one recap or something. Anyway, I also wanted to mention that today is 68 years of NASA, and I was going to look to see if they had a special event station. I just found out about it after work, and check in for a special event station. That'd be cool. But that was going on today, so... That's pretty much all I got. I'll turn it back over to you. Take care, and catch you later at 9RQI.
Okay, Todd, very good. Yeah, I did not know that about NASA. I just did a real quick search on ARRL, and I'm not seeing anything popping up for today. So I would think it would be on there if they were having a special event station. But I'm not sure. That's interesting enough. And congratulations on the power supply there. And sorry about the condolences for the for the antenna. It's always something, right? Just like Saturday, I was going to come to that event that Danny was having. And I had already talked to him on Friday when I mowed. And I told him I was going to try to be there. And I was helping my dad put a bumper on his truck, got done with that. And then I was told my services were needed at the kid's house with my wife to help clean out gutters, or at least teach the kids how to clean out gutters. So that's what I spent my afternoon doing that day. Well, late morning, most afternoon, so into afternoon. But hopefully it was a good turnout. And sounds like it's going to be there possibly every year. I think it was depending on how it turned out this year. And for some reason, it never crossed my mind to advertise it for him, so I feel horrible for that. Next year, we'll have all kinds. his advertisements for his event that he's going to have going on there. And for anybody that doesn't know, he had basically the same thing we had the week before, almost like a tailgate ham fest, but it was from the 80 Meter AM group over in Michigan. It's a club over there, and they're using Banny's property to hold that ham fest. So hopefully it turned out good. Todd, thank you for checking in. Sounding good tonight. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have KE9ALK Thomas. Do you have anything for the net?
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Kirk. Thanks for doing the net. And I had a successful trip in Sylvania Wilderness. Made it there and back again. I did try to connect to the repeater. Closest repeater was, I think, about 18 miles, and I didn't have a chance to try to pull an antenna up into a tree, and so obviously I didn't make any contacts with the HT handheld. So the only contact I made was Echo Link checking in Wednesday. That's about all I got. Thanks for, again, for doing the net, and congratulations, John, on a 100-and-something-mile bike ride. That's awesome. Back to net control, KE9ALK.
Yeah, that's something, over 100 miles on a bicycle. So that's pretty good in one day. So that's pretty good, really good. But, all right, Thomas, nice to hear your travels there and trying to test out the limits of the repeater, but sometimes an HT just doesn't cut it. But sounding good tonight, though. Sounding really good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Remember, we'll do one more quick call. We'll do another call later, but before I get to the information part of the net, we'll do another quick call for anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, that was the quick call. We will call for more check-in a little bit later, but for now, we're going to get started with the information part of the net. Area nets. First on the list is Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There's also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, excuse me, on the Valpo 1 repeater 462.700, positive offset, and a 141.3 PL tone. Always have to hiccup right in the middle. Indiana District 1 Skywarn net, it's a different net, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, negative 600 offset with a 173.8 PL tone. And it is serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. And they are seeking LaPorte County area ham/storm spotters for the Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Summer's here, bad weather's here, all that. We've seen quite a bit this year. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685. The Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather net and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all of LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, the first Saturday of every month here on the W9LY repeater 146.970. Net control opens at 10:30 a.m. thereabouts, sometimes earlier, sometimes a couple minutes later. Sirens go off at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Base W9DLP 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. And what that means is he gets a couple sirens that they want tested per month to try to make sure we hit all the sirens. I mean, if you can't drive out to those sirens, any siren will do. But if you're willing to go to the sirens that he has assigned, that is very, very helpful. The next siren test will be August 1st, so that's this Saturday. So for those of you that aren't going to the ham fest, maybe you could help out with the siren test, which for Paul, he wants to do the siren test over a ham fest. That's a toss-up for me. I think if I'm in town, I'll probably do the sirens, but if I decide to go to the ham fest, I think the ham fest is going to win out this year. All right, again, that's this Saturday for the early warning siren testing net. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And again, we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQ8 repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Alright, sorry about that. Had to change some settings here. LPC ARC information net. This net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on the 146970 repeater, W9OI repeater. This is an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Alright, and as we've been talking about most of the night, HamFest. Elkhart East HamFest, Saturday, August 1st, 2026, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So they're an hour ahead. So if you're in Central Time, you want to leave pretty early. The location is Northern Indiana Event Center. The address is 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana, 46514. And this HamFest is an indoor 20,000 square foot amateur radio hobby electronics and more convention. There's 150 tables, consumer vendors, ham radio license exams for all classes, $9 admission, includes discounted admission for RV Hall of Fame, $15 per table, $20 per table the day of the event, includes electric, one free admission per vendor, children under 14 free. Talk-in is K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Again, that's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Elkhart. And then we have ARANCI, A-R-A-N-C-I. The Amateur Radio Association of Newton County, Indiana Communication HamFest is Saturday, August 15th. Setup is 6 a.m. Doors open at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. The location is Christ Presbyterian Church, 7416 East 109th Avenue, Winfield, Indiana, 46307. They have hourly raffle prizes, DE testing, food will be available, $5 admission in advance, see website, or at entrance, so $5 at the entrance. The vendor list will be on the website as soon as information becomes available, $10 for tables. For updates and prepay information, you can contact arancyradio.com, ARANCI radio.com. Talk-in is on the 145.330, negative offset, PL tone of 131.8 PL. And so again, if you want to see more on this, visit their website at arancyradio.com, arancyradio.com. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be August 10th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend a meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. And don't forget, membership dues can be paid online at the lpcarc.org website. To make donations, if you don't want to be a member but you want to donate to the cause, there is donate buttons all over the website, so feel free to do that. We use Square, that's connected to a PNC bank account, so it is secure. Club breakfast. Come to our club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. The Sugar Bowl restaurant is in the process of finding a new location, so the first Saturday breakfast will be postponed until a new location is announced. And Potato Creek POTA. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators and learn more about POTA and or radio in general, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern. Goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater, or I highly recommend visiting the website, all one word, PotatoCreekPortable.org. PotatoCreekPortable.org. They are on Discord and have a very active Discord page, so I highly recommend that you get on there and check that out. That will give you the best, fastest answer as to whether or not they're going to be out there. Okay, that brings us to weather at a glance. Tonight, clear with a low around 57, north wind 5 to 10, becoming light in the evening. Thursday, sunny with a high near 82, calm wind becoming northwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. My mouse was in the way. Calm wind becoming south at 5 p.m. Friday, a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 80, south wind around 5. Friday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Low around 62, east wind around 5. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher possible in thunderstorms. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. And Monday, to start your week, sunny with a high near 79. All right, as promised, we're going to take more check-ins. General check-ins, anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB9W in Chicago.
All right, Pete in Chicago, we got you in there sounding good tonight. WB9W, do you have anything for the net?
Well, if anybody listening operates 6 meters, 6 meter beam has been hot, especially on FT8. I'm operated with a modest station, 100 watts of the omnidirectional horizontal antenna at 40 feet, and I worked into Japan today, so 6 meters has been really going, and also went to Europe a few days ago, France and England, no, France and Spain, rather, so anyway, if anybody operate 6 meters, you're missing out if you're not on there. So that's all I have, Kurt, WB9W, back to you.
Okay, Pete, very good. Yeah, thank you for that information. I might have to turn on some 6 meter before I go to bed tonight. So, all right, that's awesome. I have heard signals on 6 meter. My 6 meter antenna is not that great. I got a butternut, and it's got a little 6 meter element on it. But I need to give it more of a shot and see what I can get. All right, Pete, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good from Chicago over there. Enjoy that 6 meter opening and have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, anybody else? Anybody anywhere? Please call now.
N9OK, comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
I might be beating a dead horse here, but I, for one, am not happy with turning over our privilege, or whatever you want to call it, running weather nets to the Valpo machine. I got my ticket in 92, and I remember back then the weather nets we used to have, and it went beyond if it's not spinning, don't turn it in either. And I really think that, it was a privilege, number one, but number two, we were a real asset to the community by having our own weather nets. That's my attitude, I'm sticking to it. N9OKA.
Well, I think you're confusing that net with the wet net. That's a completely different kind of net. The wet net, you just tell how much rain you got, how much dew you got. It's a weather net. This is an emergency net that you have on the N9IAA. Two totally different things. They don't want to hear that you're getting wet. They only want emergencies. It's a life-saving net. You're not wrong. Back in the days, it also played that part, but it was still separate. Back in the day, you still couldn't just get on there and say, hey, it's raining, and then talk and you know, talk about weather. No, you couldn't do that. And then the only reason I am grateful for them taking it over is because nobody, I don't have time. I can't take on anymore. So nobody else has stepped up to become a weather net control. And there's more to it than just running a net. You got to have radar. You got to be able to talk to the National Weather Service, report things. There's a lot to it. So I get it. I'm not blaming or pointing fingers or anything like that. It's a lot. And these guys are doing a pretty good job. So I have a feeling you might be confusing old-time net, weather net. They called it a wet net. And it was usually around 6 in the morning, early in the morning, and every day, every single day. We also had a Skywarn net whenever there was a storm, and I remember those nets, and you weren't allowed to do that either. The net control would try to shut that down or keep it to a minimum anyway. Back to you, Mike.
I'm with you there. I'm with you. I remember that. I remember the wet nets early in the morning. There was, I don't know if there was 3 or 4, and they had their weather stations outside the door and that, and they would call in the barometric pressure and whatnot. But the actual, when a storm came through, the nets we would have, we would talk about the weather conditions in our neighborhoods and that. And I miss that.
Well, I can tell you this. Just you're a club member, Mike, and if you want to have that kind of net during a storm on one of our repeaters, you know, all you got to do is coordinate it with us so that we know. And you can go ahead and do that and make it more of a formal net, not necessarily, I mean, of course, you're going to take emergencies if there is one. That's a given. We're going to do that any day, any time. Doesn't have to be a special thing. Yeah, you could do that. Or if you want to do a wet net in the mornings, I'm sure people would definitely enjoy that and contribute. So the only reason it went away is nobody, you know, when the person that was doing it either just got moved away, got tired of doing it, the worst case, passed away, nobody filled the shoes. So feel free if you want to give it a shot, you know, see how it works. And I'm sure people would appreciate having an emergency side on the N9IAA and then also having just a conversation side on a different repeater. Back to you.
I just remember the involvement we used to have when a storm came up and whatnot. We would even go, it was our job, or whatever you want to call it, we would go to the airport and man the station over there for the sirens and that. But now all we're doing is checking to make sure they work. I think that's a step down.
Yeah, don't disagree. But that's politics. We didn't have any control over that. That was taken away from the amateur radio operators. But and even then, when you went to the airport to operate during a weather event, I'm sure it wasn't appreciated to go on there and say, "Yeah, it's raining here. How's it? What's it doing at your place?" You know, and that's, I'm sure even then it wasn't highly accepted, I think is the word I'm trying to pick up. So, but yeah, I get your points. I'm not downing anything you're saying. I agree. We definitely had more participation in Skywarn in the early 2000s when I was doing it, early to mid, you know, 2010, 2015, that time frame. But it has died down. And my reasoning, I think, for it dying down, well, a lot of people moved away that were heavily involved. And then if you think about it, there hasn't been, up until this year, a lot of severe weather. So people just kind of got away from it, I think. That's the excuse I'm going with. All right. We could beat this horse all night. But, yeah, thanks for the comments, Mike. It definitely brings up conversation. If anybody else wants to jump in and make comments about it, feel free. This is ACNI Show Net Control. Okay, I'm going to take this opportunity to open the swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, trade, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop is now open. Please call now.
UTB.
All right, Mr. Tony, you got something to sell there. Go ahead, sir.
I do, and also, of course, the Elkhart Ham Fest is coming up, so maybe it'll go, maybe it won't. I just have one item I'll throw out here right now. It's a very nice Kenwood TS-830S. It's a hybrid transceiver. It does have work bands, and recently put new tubes in it. It's all neutralized, and it puts out a little bit over 100 watts in all bands, except 10 meters. And on 10 meters, it's just under 100 watts, but... really nice rig. Of course, Kenwood was legendary with the sound of the receivers, and this is no exception. So I suppose I can throw a price out here. I'd like to get $450 for it, and I'd certainly like to have it go to a local home if it's possible. It does have a hand mic with it. It's not a Kenwood mic, but it does have a hand mic. K-8-UGB.
All right, there you go, 89GY, if you wanted a tube radio, keep you warm in the winter. No. But all right, Tony, of course you're on the repeaters. That's one way to contact you. Do you have a secondary way you'd like to be contacted? And actually, well, yeah, let's go ahead and get that from you. Did you have an email or something? Is it good on ADA, or sorry, on QRZ?
Yep. My email and my phone number is on QRZ.
All right, there you go. See, I don't write very fast. So email's good on QRZ, and his phone number's on QRZ. So if you have any questions for Tony, feel free to get on QRZ, K-A-8-U-G-B, and get him a buzz. But is there anybody listening on the net that has a question about Kenwood TS-830S? Okay, hearing nothing, Tony, thank you for that. And if anybody has anything, feel free to contact Tony either on the repeaters or through email, on which is good on QRZ.com. Anybody else, swap and shot, please call now. All right, I'm going to go ahead and continue with the swap and shop, so feel free if you want to jump in here with something or questions for Tony or anything. But I'm also going to open up general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
89GY, comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, from my my days as a poor guitar player, I had many tube amps, and I love the smell of those tubes, the vacuum tubes, but when they're running. But that might be a little more... a little more than I need to get going with on HF.
Well, I'm curious, I told you if it's more than you want to spend right now, but is that what you're meaning by more than you need for HF? Because that's probably a perfect HF rig to get going. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that has a digital readout for the frequency. I could be wrong, though.
No, I meant I don't think I should jump into HF with a vacuum tube machine. To me, that it just feels a little more advanced.
Well, maybe, but I think you can handle it. And keep in mind, for all those that are always preparing the preppers, tube radios, from what I've been told, are less. Are more resistant to an EMP if you're ever afraid of that kind of stuff.
Question.
Go ahead, other Mike.
Yeah, this is a question for Tony. Do you have an easy payment plan?
Well, sure. From your wallet to my hand.
Well, I was thinking maybe like 15 down, 50 a month for 50 years, huh?
Sorry, I doubled with you, Mike. Go ahead.
I was thinking maybe $15 down, 15 a month for 15 years.
I was thinking, let me see if I have it. I was thinking one payment of $450. And, or thereabouts. Funny guy there, Mike. Tony, you got a comment? You never know. Hey, the worst they can do is say no, right, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah, and I am always open for offers. I got one other item I'd like to throw out here as well, but I have an ICOM IC725 with the matching power supply, and, you could use some TLC, it works, but it's old, and it sat in the garage for a while, so you could use a little cleaning and, like I say, some TLC. That one, if someone wants something to work with and actually just get started, I probably should power it up, but because I haven't had it powered up in a couple of months, but it's an ICOM IC725, a classic.
There we go. Here we go, an ICOM 725. Anybody have a question for Tony on that? All right, Tony. Well, thank you for that. Interesting stuff. And I like little projects like that. I just don't have time. I intend I keep saying it every week. I'm not even afraid anymore. I just need to do it. One of these days, I don't know when, one of these days I'm going to get on the net and be like, yeah, I did some cool stuff. I could be like Josh or Thomas or all you guys. All you guys are doing cool stuff. Anyway, Flop and Shop, comments, questions, general check-ins, anything at all, please call now.
Comment. KE9BBB.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
Just want to let you know, tried the 8 o'clock pass, or, yeah, 8 o'clock, a little after 8 o'clock pass, and didn't get anything on there. There was a lot of traffic. It was a low pass over the horizon. At the very end, or middle to the end, I started getting stuff, but called out a few times, but no one came back. It was pretty jam-packed on that last quarter of the pass. That's all I have for Back to Net Control.
Well, half the fun is trying, right? So I'm just getting out there, enjoying the weather, and seeing what you can do. That's what I enjoy the most about it. And I've only done it, I've been out there a lot of times listening. But I've only made one satellite contact, but it was my first attempt to, and I never did it again. I almost felt like I did something there. I have a nice elk antenna in a nice bag that is received quite a few different times, but it's only transmitted once or twice. So, but yeah, another one of the things I need to do more of. All right, Josh. Well, thank you for that update. And again, we're going to look forward to that every week. At least I am. So I'll look forward to all your activities. All right, anybody else? Flop and Shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. You know, the one thing I thought I'd hear about tonight is the ICOM 5200 with a price of $999. I'm kind of surprised nobody but me brought that up.
Question. I shared it on our Facebook page there, Kurt, earlier today when they announced it.
Yeah, I saw that. Go ahead, Mike, with your question.
Yeah, could you describe that radio some?
Yeah, I can do my best. It's got a pretty large screen. It's a 2 meter and a 76. Meter only radio, probably, I think it's 50 watts max power, detachable face, it's a really kind of a large face, but skinny, and there is one thing that made it to where I don't know if I want to get it for a mobile situation, is because the microphone plugs into the body, not the head. So that means you got to have a microphone extension cable to plug it in if you want to put the unit under the seat or in the trunk. I never understood why any radio manufacturer would create a mobile radio that has a detachable head and you have to plug the mic into the base. How did anybody think that was a good idea? Comment.
Well, I had an ICOM. I've had a couple of them. And plugging into the head didn't work as well. And obviously with the Yaesu's, of course, you have to have basically just an RJ, you know, an Ethernet cable. And that's true in most cases. So that was the reason, because I was talking with a guy, actually I was talking at Hamvention to the ICOM guy, and he said that one of the complaints that they have gotten over the years is the fact that if you mount that head on a mount that wasn't really rigid and you hooked your microphone to it, they were constantly pulling their control heads off their mounts.
Well, I could get behind that a little bit. But then I say, well, what are you going to do if you get in a car accident? Where's that radio going to go? Is it going to go in your face? Your head, your passenger's head, I'm a firm believer, and I don't do things by the book most of the time, but I'm a pretty firm believer that if I can pull that head off just by grabbing the microphone, and you're not even hooking the microphone to the head, I'm assuming. I don't. My 500 has a plug in the head for the microphone. I absolutely love it. But if that head's, one, that far away to pull it off wherever it's at, two, that loose to pull it off from wherever it's at, I think you need to reconsider your mounting situation.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. That is something that's to mention that some people don't think about, the safety aspect. If you mount things up on the dashboard or what have you, even a cell phone. Anyway, I have stories. But one story is someone who was almost blinded because they had gotten hit from the rear, and they had just basically had their cell phone in one of those cup holders. And the cell phone got bounced off the windshield and hit them in the face.
Oh, wow. Yeah, in a cup holder, I would have thought that would have been safe. Wow. You just never know when it comes to an accident where things are going to go. And that's where when you mount stuff on that dash like that, that's large enough, heavy enough to cause physical harm, you're going to be a little bit cautious or be prepared for the outcome. But I had to talk to my kids. They were mounting their cell phones in the middle of their windshield. I'm like, and these cell phones aren't small anymore, you know? And I was like, you can't do that. As soon as a cop sees that, he's going to pull you over because you're blocking your field of vision. So, and then plus, to your point, Tony, it's suction cupped to the glass, so it's not going to take much to knock it off. Yeah, you got to think about those things. I'm not saying mine could go through a car accident and not come apart. I am not saying that. I'm just saying I could definitely pull on my microphone from the back seat, maybe even outside the truck, and my head unit will not fall off.
Okay, I'm coming to WW.
Go ahead, Mike. AC980. This is a net. Net control. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I haven't heard it brought up, and it's one of the biggest issues that most people don't take into consideration. Cell phones notwithstanding, GPS units and everything else, but all cars are equipped with airbags, side curtains, top curtains, steering wheel bags, glove compartment bags, anything that covers any part of that bag deployment gets shot out at you like a rocket and causes some devastating injuries. So those are all things you need to consider way more than putting it on the windshield or above the dash. It's something that most people don't even take into consideration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're 100% correct. I definitely watch for that. And you've seen where I mount my radio. It's up on the dash. And one could argue it's kind of in my field of vision, but I can look over it, so not a big deal. But, yeah, an airbag alone can break your nose if you're sitting close. So imagine if you had a phone or a radio or GPS, anything, sitting in that path between you and that airbag. Wow. Impaled. You could get impaled and killed. So, yeah. Yeah, with these new cars, you got to be real careful. I was even really cautious when I ran the camera in my wife's car to the rear, and I ran it under the side curtain airbags and kind of behind the side curtain airbag so that when the airbag blew, I was very cautious where to put it because I knew that airbag needed a path. So, yeah, you got to watch all that stuff. I like this stuff. Gets people thinking, you know. All right. Anything else? Comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all? Check-ins? Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Comet KE9BBB.
Go ahead, Josh, with your comment.
Oh, just back to the 5200. I'm curious to see what kind of APRS it's going to have. Is it going to be like the ASU APRS, or is it going to be more intuitive and be like Kenwood's HTs right now? And to compare that to those two, I mean, the Kenwood mobile is supposed to be coming out about the same time, too, in September, supposed to be shipping, but if this one's a 1,000, I'm sure the Kenwood mobile is going to be probably 1,100 or more, my guess is, but I'm just curious to see what kind of APRS the 5200 is going to have when they do add it to it with an update.
Yeah, yeah, I'm curious of that too. With that big screen, I would think you'd have a full keyboard, which would be nice. That was one thing nice on the Yaesu 400. It had that big screen and it had a keyboard. Tony knows what I'm talking about. Makes it much, much easier. And still has the menu things, but if you know where to go, it's not that bad. I have not operated a Kenwood. I've heard really good things about their APRS interface. So I hope ICOM can do better. And ICOM's really good about making your radios user-friendly. And for anybody that doesn't know, the Kenwood that's coming out, the reason it's going to be more expensive, one reason, maybe on top of many, is it's going to have 220. But I think it's going to be limited, don't quote me, but I think it's going to be limited to 20 or 25 watts. It's that high, but I think it's 20 or 25. And then, and that's another thing, for $9.99, you don't even get APRS right away. You got to wait for the update for the ICOM. But I'm very interested in that ICOM, and I wouldn't be surprised if ICOM says, yes, you can use a standard Ethernet cable with a union to run that microphone. Yaesu, on the other hand, they're like, oh, no, you need to buy our cable because there's voltages and there's things that the radio won't work quite right with a regular Ethernet cable, which I think is kind of maybe not true. I don't know. I went ahead and bought the cable before they even said that. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if ICOM made it easy to extend that cable. Josh, do you have any more?
Yeah, just to piggyback off of what you're saying, for the ICOM 5200, and yeah, I hope it does have good APRS. Like I said, I never had Kenwood either, but I don't know what I know Kenwood's APRS and stuff, they can go a little more in depth than what Yaesu, I guess, does right now. I don't know, but that's what I've been hearing and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see. And then also, if they do it by a firmware update, I wonder if the 5200 HT or ID52A+, I wonder if they can add APRS to that HT as also. And then the Kenwood mobile you're talking about, it is 20 watts on 220. And, I don't know when we'll see a price about that one either. Hopefully beforehand, Tokyo Land Fair, but who knows. And I'll turn it back over to you, Kurt, KE9BBP.
AC9HO Net Control. Yeah, I'm wondering too. I don't think so, only I'm not optimistic, let's say that, because that 52 has been out for a very long time. Now, granted, they do have a newer version out, and maybe they made it ready and just didn't tell anybody. That's possible. And for anybody that doesn't know, the 5200 will also have D-Star, which is a digital mode, not mode, it's a digital, what do they call it, you know, analog digital. You can talk digital, but you can only talk on D-Star repeaters, and there are no D-Star repeaters that close to us. So, and then the Kenwood also does D-Star. So they both have that D-Star capability. But two good radios. I like the way they both look. The price, not too fond of the price, but that ICOM HT is, for an HT, it's only a couple $100 cheaper than the mobile, and I would buy the mobile all day long over that HT for sure. But I was considering that ICOM 5200 until my wife lost her job. But I was considering that and putting that in the truck. But we'll see. I don't know about it now. It's not a deal breaker. I was just very disappointed.
Yeah.
CMN
network. Yeah, I was kind of shocked at the price too. When it came out, I thought it was going to be around like $750, you know, $750 or something like that. But also, I know the reports from Japan for the Kenwood is at full duplex, and I don't know if the 5200 is yet or not. I guess we'll find out more in a few weeks for Ham Fair, or about a month, I guess. Back to Night Control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thought, because I think the D75 is also full duplex, and I think it's just a mobile version of that HT, which has everything. It's got a KISS TNC, and I think, nobody quote me, but I think the 5200 also had a KISS TNC, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all kinds of stuff like that. I don't know about the full duplex, though. I think the question was asked in one of those YouTube videos. I'm not sure if it was answered, though, because they were kind of playing it pretty close to the vest at that time. All right, we'll do another call, possibly last call, for comments, questions, swap and shop, check-in, anything at all. Please call now.
I'm in.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it burns me to this day. Back in the 80s, I had a CB stolen out of my car. And it's one of my favorite radios. What do you do to... I don't have a mobile in my car right now, probably because of that. But what do you do to prevent that from happening?
Well, me personally, absolutely nothing. Mine's mounted to my dash. My windows are tinted, so it's harder to see. But I don't know if that's as big of an issue now as it used to be. I'm sure people have had stuff stolen out of their vehicles. But I've been fortunate, and I have not heard of too many issues of that happening. Anybody else have a comment?
W9ARG, Whiskey 9 Alpha Romeo Golf for checking in.
All right, W9ARG, Jeff, did I get that right?
QSL, my buddy Pete reminded me that this network was going on and you guys were clobbering into the Southside Midway Airport area, full scale, on the old 97 machine here. So I figured I better get over here and say hello and see how you guys are all doing out there. I'll be out there this weekend at the Indiana Dunes campground hanging out for a little bit. I'll try to pop in on the repeater and look for Dave.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Dave should be out there Saturday morning for the Saturday morning siren test every first Saturday of the month. So that'd be the best time to catch him when you know he's on. But he hasn't been checking in lately, so he must be pretty busy. But yeah, thanks for taking the time to check in. You're booming in here too. Sound really good. And there's been quite a band opening the last few days. So, and we've just been talking radios coming up for sale here soon. The new Icom, new Kenwood. So, well, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week.
Yeah, very good, Brett. Good to hear you guys out there. And always happy to hook up with Dave on the first Saturday of the month. Hopefully make that happen this weekend. All right, you guys have a great one. We'll catch you down the coax. Jeff, WNRG, 73 out.
All right, 73, Jeff. Have a good one. All right, we'll throw out the same question there. Check in, swap and shop, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
D9DRY.
Yep.
Okay, we had a pile up there, and really the only one I caught was right at the end there. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Charlie Echo. I hope I got that right. It says Robert on my screen. Is that correct? Okay, very good, Rob. I think you're coming in on a different repeater. I think you might be coming in on the Illinois repeater there, so I can barely hear you. A little bit noisy on my end, but I'm definitely picking it up, and your courtesy tone is a little bit different. RPL tone to get into this repeater, which is in Michigan City, Indiana. Well, kind of like LaPorte, Michigan City. It's right in between. Is 131.8. And so if you want to try to get in the repeater, feel free. But we got you in there as a check-in. W9LY adjacent, you know, same frequency, different repeater. Go ahead, Rob. Well, unless he was coming through the All-Stars. Might have been coming through the All-Stars. Did I lose you there, Rob?
I can't get over. Yeah, he was saying he can't get into this repeater.
Okay, very good, Rob. Yep, totally understand. I don't know if I can get into your repeater if I tried either. So, and every time this repeater covers you up and when it keys up. So, heard you in there, Tony. Thank you for the relay. But, yeah, Rob, well, thank you for checking in. We got you. I wish I could put, like, a note on there saying W9LY adjacent or something. Appreciate you checking in, though. Some guys on here probably can't hear you, but I sure can. Coming in good tonight. So, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, I heard Kilo 9 Mike Sierra Golf. Kirk, yeah, sounds like you're coming through the other repeater as well. Go ahead if I got that right. Yeah, sure. I'm going to let everybody know that can't hear you. He is coming through the Illinois repeater there on the same frequency, but he has some traffic that he wants to share, so go ahead, Kirk, with your traffic. Okay, Kirk, we got that in there, and I will definitely relay that. So what he was talking about, for anybody that couldn't hear it, August 18th, they're having a Scouts on the Air event, but they have many events coming up, or at least one other, but get on the website here, amateurradioevents.com, amateurradioevents.com. And, Kirk, if I heard that right, the next one is August 18th. Did you say 6:50 to 7:50 Central Time, p.m.? Okay, thank you very much for that correction. All right, the next one is August 3rd, this coming Monday, 6:50 p.m. to 7:50 p.m. Central Time. So look for Scouts on the Air, as Kirk was saying, if you didn't hear him. You don't have to do much, just be on the air, and if you hear a scout, answer them, because that will make their day, possibly the parents' day, whoever's on the radio. So for Scouts on the Air, they do FT8, they do HF, they do repeaters. So wherever you're playing radio, if you hear a scout, definitely jump in there and give them a contact. All right, Kirk, thank you for that. Thank you for a check-in. Again, W9LY adjacent, because I'm coming through the W9LY repeater in LaPorte, Michigan City area, Indiana. So, all right, we'll go ahead and do another call because I know there was a little bit of a pile up there. AC9HO net control. Check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Net control. Net control, please log Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November.
Kilo X-ray 9, Romeo Lima Charlie. I got to step away, though.
All right, we got you in there, Ryan. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, we got you, George, AC9XN. Do you have anything for the net?
Roger. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. A very good evening to you, Kurt, and everyone on the net. I'm sure you've already made the announcement of the Elkhart Ham Fest this Saturday. The will be at the Will County Fairgrounds in Piatone, Illinois on Sunday. And also, since you were talking about Boy Scouts, the National Jamboree is going on. The station is Whiskey 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha, W2 PSA, and they're frequently on 18 meters. Look for them around, 17 meters, 18140, right in that, and they'll be on single sideband. And they'll be operating from the Jamboree if anybody's interested. So that's all I have for the net. Thank you for doing the net. Thank you for logging my call. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Back to you there, big guy, and 7-3.
All right, George. Well, thank you for bringing up Elkhart again. Yes, we mentioned it, but it cannot be mentioned too many times because it is this Saturday. So anybody that hasn't heard, Elkhart East Ham Fest this Saturday in Elkhart. And then check out 17-meter and probably other bands, but 17-meter for sure, for the W2BSA Special Event Station Scouts Jamboree. So, yeah, check that out. I've contacted them a few times over the years. So a lot of scout stuff going on. We used to be busy in that, too, as a club. We'd go to all the scout stuff. Haven't done that in quite some time. But, all right. Again, anybody anywhere, please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
KE9DRY.
All right, we got KE9DRY. Jacob, do you have anything for the net?
Nothing for the net. I just want to let you know that I'm hearing you all the way up in Wheeling, Illinois.
All right, Wheeling, Illinois. That's I'm not exactly sure where that's at, but you're coming in really good. Are you coming direct into the repeater or through All-Star?
I am direct into the repeater, and I've got actually a northwest-facing antenna, so I'm way up north of Milwaukee Airport, so really, really good distance.
Yeah, yeah, and you're making a trip, too, because you're full quiet, and you sound like you're right here in town. So, sounds really, really good. What kind of rig you got going there? What radio, antenna, all that stuff?
It is a Yaesu FT8000R. I think I'm doing 55 watts into a Diamond X50A.
Okay, very good. That's a nice little setup you got going there. How high is that antenna?
I'm up on a fifth floor balcony, so pretty good height. But again, you know, I'm on the northwest side of the building, and your repeater is definitely on the southeast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, to have a building between us, man, you are doing an excellent job. Whatever you got going there, I wouldn't change a thing. I imagine going north, you're doing even better. It's that band opening, too. That's if anybody wants to play radio, sounds like tonight's the night. Got a really good opening there. All right, Josh, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding excellent into the LaPorte, Michigan City area. And have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week.
Thank you so much. 7-3.
All right, anybody else? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Whiskey 8, Sierra, Mike Charlie.
Okay, we got Whiskey 8, Sierra, Mike Charlie. Larry, do you have anything for the net?
I just want to say you guys sound really good. Just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan here. I'm just to the west of Grand Rapids.
Wow, we're really getting out there tonight. And I think the repeater's only putting out 50 watts and about 160 feet in the air. And probably only about 20 watts out of the antenna, give or take. But still, yeah, it's doing well tonight. And you are coming in just as good as Jacob was there. You're full gliding. Sounds like you're right here in town.
Okay, Roger that. Yeah, I think I get a little ducting from the lake from Jennison here to you guys because I can hear you guys sometimes. But tonight you are full signal, full gliding. I actually wasn't sure which repeater this was until you ID'd there. But I just wanted to throw my hand out and say sounds really good. Hope everybody has a good week. And this is W8SMC, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control.
Okay, Larry, very good. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. And, yeah, you're sounding excellent, too. It's amazing. All right, anybody else? AC9HO Net Control, please call now.
Man.
Kilo Echo 9, Alpha Juliet Kilo.
All right, Mike, got your comment in there. I'm going to get this checked in real quick. KE9AJK, we got a Thomas here that's KE9ALK. So you guys are really close to getting your license right around the same time. So I got Clifford here on the screen, or Cliff, if that's correct. Do you got anything for the net?
I just want to say good evening to the net. I could hear you on the Hinsdale repeater. I'm in Oswego, which is even west of there, and propagation is really good. And, yeah, you're right, 2 years as a ham radio operator. So I just want to wish everybody a great evening, and I'll keep listening to you guys. KE9AJK.
Okay, Cliff, well, thank you for checking in, and congrats on the license 2 years ago. Yeah, it's kind of funny when I saw that on the screen. I'm like, that's really close to Thomas. But, yeah, you're sounding really good, too. Full quieting. Sounds like you're right here in town. You definitely got a good opening tonight. Apologies to the Illinois repeater over there. Like interfering, but kind of out of our control tonight. Whether everything's playing a good part. So, again, Cliff, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, we'll do another call. We'll keep getting. Oh, wait, sorry. Forgot about your comment, Mike. Go ahead, N9OKA.
N9OKA. I just want to jump in here and agree with you 100%, Kurt. These last check-ins, man, I thought they were local. Full quieting. N9OKA, back to Net Control.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they sounded good enough to be coming through the internet on the All-Star. So, sounded really, really good tonight, all of them. All right, we'll take more check-ins. AC9HO Control. I see a signal on my PAN adapter, but I'm not hearing anything. So, I'm wondering if the opening is falling out. But we'll go ahead and call for more check-ins. Anybody anywhere, please call now. Nope, that was the repeater. I heard that Illinois repeater that time. So, again, one more call, possibly last call. AC9HO Net Control, please call now. All right, everybody, that was fun. That last few minutes there, that was a lot of fun with everybody checking in. W9LY adjacent. From the Illinois repeater, and then you guys are far away getting into our repeater. Really good hearing from you guys. Hope you enjoyed the net, what you could catch of it. And we try to make it more of a informal net conversation, talk about almost anything radio related, and definitely like talking about radios. I mean, it's kind of the thing, right? All right, I made that last call, so I will now conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Information Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had a total of 24 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, clear at 9.04 p.m. Central Time. 73, and have a good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Good job, Eric Kurt.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mike.
I thought I'd have to jump in there and help you out there with them hiccups earlier.
Yeah, those might have been caused by the anti-parasite drink I was drinking.
Well, you under the weather? That's for medicinal purposes only.
That's not what it says on my bottle. No, it's Whiskey Wednesday.
I thought it was Mad Dog Wednesday. That's what I'm doing over here.
All right. Good to know I'm not drinking alone.
It does kind of give me some cause for concern when mobile radios cost a grand and I had one cost me 100 cuts. Stolen out of my car.
Yeah, well, 100 back then was like a grand now, probably. But I had a feeling it was going to be around $1,000 because they're HT. Their HT is $700. So I figured the mobile had to be, you know, at least a couple hundred dollars more than that. But they do make good radios. I'll give them that. But you better have deep pockets.
I've got an Icom IC2AT HD laying over here in my miscellaneous box. I'm not going to call it a junk box, but in my box over in the corner of the shack, I've got a Icom IC2AT. I'm wondering if the battery just died in it. I'm wondering if I bought another battery for it. I'll tell you what, though, the size of the battery on that radio, on that HD, is the size of an HD nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine that has a very large battery for sure. Well, Mike, I think I'm going to have to jump off of here. We got to get up pretty early tomorrow to take the wife over to the hospital and get her surgery done. Should be hopefully a quick one and a fairly easy recovery. So, but got to get it done. Got to be there, I think, by 7 a.m., something like that, maybe a little bit earlier.
Oh, no. What's the surgery for?
They found a lump in her breast, so they're going to take it out. They already biopsied it, said it's not cancer, but she's almost cancer. So they want to take it out, but then they're going to test it some more. So hopefully after the second test comes back no cancer.
Yeah, well, so I'll say a prayer for her. I got a lump on the back of my neck and a lump on my right leg. I've been
been hesitant to have them removed. I've got a doctor who wants to do it. I had an appointment scheduled to have it done, but it concerns me about the one on my neck, man. There's too much going on in my neck. I don't know if I want anybody cutting on it or not, but you know, I'll say a prayer for and hope the best. And 7-3 is there, Kurt. Again, you did a good job tonight. We'll catch you later. N9OKA.
Alrighty, Mike, you have a good evening, and I would almost recommend any more radio tonight, maybe going to 6-1, because I keep hearing the Illinois repeater popping up. Maybe give them a little bit of a break, right? Alright, Mike, have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Sooner than later, 73, AC9HO.
That'll be.
Have a good one there, Kurt. I made it home. K9 TGC clear.
Talk to you later, Kurt. KF9WW.
Hey, real quick, this is KE9DRY again. I just did the map on the distance here, and it's 63 miles to where I'm at. Have a great evening, you all, and 7-3.
Kilo 9, Oscar Bravo.
Kilo 9, Oscar Bravo, N9OKA. Go ahead.
N9OKA. I'm just curious where this repeater is.
Well, it's between Michigan City, Indiana, and LaPorte, Indiana.
I thought just you guys came waking my squelch up here. We're in Holland, Michigan. Name's Jeff, Juliet Echo Fox Fox. Like I say, we're in Holland, Michigan, and not sure how far that is from the repeater, but it sounds good here at 5-9 plus.
I got full scale on here in LaPorte. I thought you were local, man. We've had 5 or 6 stations log in tonight during the net, and at first I thought they were local, but they're coming out of Illinois and Michigan, so there's got to be a real great band opening tonight. Y'all sounded great.
That's very good. Yeah, I just want to see where it was. I'm always interested in VHF work. I worked the guy on 5-2 direct across the lake yesterday. It was kind of nice. And, you know, just every once in a while when you get these band openings and you just want to find out where it's coming from. It took me a while to find the PL of this repeater, but I found it. So there you go. I'll let you go. Thanks for letting me know, and we'll catch you next time. K9OB, Holland, Michigan.
K9OB, do you know where New Buffalo, Michigan is?
Yeah, basically, it's south of me. I'm not sure exactly how far, but I think we're what, a buck and a quarter to the state line, Indiana, somewhere in there.
Yeah, we're about 15 miles, and man, as the crow flies, I think I want to say west of there, but I could be wrong on that. On the directions, but we're about 15 miles from the Michigan border in New Buffalo.
Okay. Over 100 miles then, that's for sure. That sounded good. All right, I got to keep it. I'll let you go. I'm just curious. K9OB, 7-3 for the now.
7-3, N9OKA.
MN9T, anybody copy?
MN Network, MI3.
I didn't catch the call sign here, but yeah, I got a good copy on you.
Okay, call sign's November 9, Tango, near Kankakee, Illinois. Just figured we've seen if we're making repeater tonight. We're probably 50 miles away or something like that.
This is great tonight. I got November 9. I didn't get the rest of your call sign, but y'all coming in here like you're local tonight.
Okay. All right, Mike. Fine business. Yeah, name here's Bob. The call's NN9T of Tango. Over.
Is that NN9T?
Yeah, QSL. You got it there, Mike.
Okay. And Dom's the name?
No, it's Bob. Broken Old Bottles.
Sorry about that. Dom was the last station I talked to. But, yeah, we're in northwest Indiana here. I think it's a crow flies. We're about 50 miles from Chicago.
QSL, yeah, I see the repeater's located in Michigan City, Indiana, under W9LY. So, figured I'd pull up the PL and see if I can make it in tonight. Heard you guys talking there, so. All right, I won't keep it. Mike, nice to hear you in there. Just wanted to see how the band was playing here, so it sounds like it's wide open tonight.
No doubt, man. No doubt. 7-3, glad you jumped in there. You're full quieting, man. I don't know what kind of radio and antenna you have, but it's, don't mess with anything. It's working great. N9OKA.
All right, 7-3, Mike. Nice to have the QSO. N9OKA and N9P73.
K9OB, N9OKA, go ahead.
I'm just curious, do you know the trustee of this repeater? This is Whiskey 9 Lima Yankee. Your license is going to expire August 1st of this year.
Oh. I don't keep track of that. But, the president of our club, I can make him aware of that. You say it's going to expire in August?
Yeah, I just looked it up on QRZ, and it says it expires very soon. And August 1st of 2026 is very soon.
Well, I forgot his last name. His first name's Rich. But I'll have to try and get a hold of him and make him aware of that if he doesn't already know.
I just trying to get a heads up. You know, sometimes, you know, you look after your own with the club, you forget about when it expires, and, you know, it happens. So maybe you can straighten it out real quickly. I don't know. Anyways, I just want to give somebody over there a heads up so he could work on it. K9OB, 7-3.
Well, thanks for that. I'll get with Rich. 7-3, N9OKA.
N9OKA, KE9BBB.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself, Mike?
I ain't feeling no pain tonight. Oh, mercy. No, I hope Rich is aware of that.
With that, I just got back in the room and saw the radio lighting up.
Well, I'll have to have him check on it, but this operator was telling me that the license on a repeater expires August 1st. I'll be back in a minute. I gotta take a run for a minute here. N9OKA.
Okay, will do.
K9BBB and 9OKA.
Go ahead.
Well, I hope I got your call right. Hey, I'm back now. How you been doing there with your recovery?
I went out and mowed the lawn today, push mowed the lawn. Well, it wasn't that bad because I had, what do you call it, propelled, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, well, I had my grandson mowing my yard for me. That's not going to be the case anymore, but I bought a lawnmower that's not self-propelled. So now it's a fairly new lawnmower, but I got to get rid of it. I need one that's self-propelled so I can do it.
Yeah, it definitely makes it nice with self-propelled. But doing that and I've been trying to make satellite contacts. Made my first one tonight, so that's good with my new setup. I got dedicated satellite antenna, and then using my mobile or my base station downstairs. I got it in a little chest rig harness thing, and then so I put that in there and use that for right now.
That's cool. Yeah, that's something I've never even attempted to do. I thought about it a few times, but I haven't. Do you have to have a dedicated radio for that, or what are you using?
Well, I was just using two handhelds, HTs. This past, week I've been doing that, and then today I just used my base station radio downstairs with the mobile radio, but I use it as my base. But I pulled that out, programmed all the stuff into it, and then just threw in a little chest mount bag, and then I got that hooked up to it right now. I'm eventually going to find a dedicated radio for it, eventually.
So you can pick it up on 2 meters to reach up?
Yeah, it's, you can list it on 4, on 70 centimeters, and then, put to try to talk to the satellite. Most of them are on 2 meter to talk, and they have to listen on 70 centimeters on the downlink, downside.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, what kind of antenna are you using?
Basically a Yagi antenna. I hold it in my hand.
What's that, where you hold it, is that insulated?
What do you mean insulated?
They don't get any RF in your body holding on to it.
It's no different than using your handheld HD.
Okay. I read articles that, well, I think it's for, I'm trying to think if it's FM or HF, warning you not to hold the antenna when you're talking.
Well, this antenna, you're supposed to handhold it. That's what it's designed for, and you're only running, 10 watts max.
Well, I think that's the difference right there, then, from the article I was reading, is the stations I was reading about are putting off a lot of wattage.
Yeah, for satellites, you only use about 5 to 10 watts.
Okay. Man, you got me thinking here now. Where do you get the information when they're coming through and that?
I do an app on my phone, or you can go to this website. It's N2YO.com.
N2Y.com?
N2YO.com.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
Okay, I wrote that down. N2YO.com. I had to find a bin that would work. But what kind of antenna are you using? Is it homemade or what?
No, it's called an Arrow antenna, or it's made by Arrow Antennas, and it's their satellite antenna.
Okay. I've seen pictures before of operators contacting a satellite or NASA or whatever when they're out in space. Space station. I've seen them holding that antenna, but I've also read articles about people that got hurt handling antennas. So that's what had me scratching my head, but I'm sure it's the wattage, variance in wattage.
Yeah, because like I said, it's, you handheld it and you're only running up to 10 watts, so it's, and you're not, you're not having conversations really on there. You're just, saying your call sign, the guy says it back, and you say your grid square, and that's it, and then you kind of move on to the next person.
I know when I set up FT8, I need to know my grid square, but where do you find that information at?
We're EN61. You can go on QRZ and go to your, your information or whatever. It tells you when you're, if you're a general or, extra or tech, and it tells you what year you got your license. If you go down there, it'll tell you what grid square you are.
Well, I'm trying to find, I'm in QRZ, but I'm not seeing information.
Go to your QRZ page, and then go to details, and I'll tell you right there.
Did you send your $50 in, Mike, so you got registered for that grid square?
Nope.
Just kidding. KF9WW.
I'm tight. I'm a tight boy. I don't do that noise.
Where you been, you old fool cat? You haven't been on the radio very much.
I know. I've kind of had a bad attitude lately.
Well, that's all right. That's understandable.
Trying to log into QRZ and it's not letting me, darn it. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing. I don't feel any better, but I'm doing.
Yeah, I tell you what, Mike, it, it's a fast-paced thing right there, the satellite contacts. It's hard to get in, and it's not something, you got tons of people trying to get on the same satellite at the same time.
Well, finally I got logged into QRZ. What do I look for?
Go to your page, go to, you know, top right, it'll say your call sign in one of the tabs, and go down and go to your page, and then go up to, then go on the tab, it'll have like biography, detail, logbook, web, awards, go to the detail tab, and then scroll down, it'll tell you your license, class, and stuff like that, and when it expires, and then it'll say grid square. I know we're EN61, that's the main grid square, and then there's two letters after that that narrows it down to a smaller square.
Well, I went to my page, but go to detail.
Yep. Go on there and it'll tell you all your lookups and that information.
Okay, well, I got it now here. Alright. Okay, yeah. Yep. That gets me, man. I thought that it was in the wait. I thought when I got my call that I was in the 90s, but, I mean the late 90s, but here I got my license in 92.
Okay, you've had it pretty much my whole life then. I was born in 90. What's your grid square? What does it say? EN61, what's the last two letters?
Papa Oscar, P-O. Unlike B-O, it's P-O.
Yeah, I'm the same grid square, same thing too. I'll turn it over to WW.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm just glad you were able to make your contact. But, that's good. Don't lose heart, and I'll just keep trying.
Oh, yeah, I won't. I've been, I just went out there, like I said, at 8 o'clock and did, tried that, but it was too busy. Couldn't get through. I made a few, spot, like, spaces where I got through, but no one came back to me. But I'm going to keep trying, and then I'm going to try other satellites too instead of just the space station. I got, I think, three of them programmed into my radio. So I'll try other ones when they come through.
Yeah, we're, the space station is just coming through now, and it's just on the outer edge of our zone of influence, so I doubt very much if they were active, we would hear them. Do you have a compass that you take out with you so that you know which way to start, so that you get pretty close right off the bat?
I got this app on my phone. It tells me I was set up for pretty much all the FM satellites. And it tells me 10 minutes before they pass, and it gives me a map of where they're going to be, and then it gives, then I, when it's approach, you know, when it's on the horizon, it gives you a direction where the satellite is currently, and it tells me where to point my antenna and what direction. And it's pretty neat, and it tells you how fast, you know, or how far out it is, and tells you what degree, what degree it is above the horizon and all that.
That's good. You know, the inclination, so you know how... They're all traveling about the same speed, so depending on the orbit, but it's nice when you... when you can gauge pretty much where they were. We had, when we did the school ones, we had the rotors set with markings on them, so we knew where to start out for the path that we were assigned, so that we were standing by waiting for them. We started calling them a couple minutes before the pass broke the horizon, and then when they did, you could hear the static, and then the squelch break, and it was then the round of applause from the audience, and then we got right into asking the questions.
KE9 BBB, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and that, this website on here is n2yo.com, November2YankeeOscar.com, and you can go up here and go passes and stuff like that, and it tells you when the next pass and all that, and tells you if it's going to be visible or not visible and how far out it's going to be. You can look on the map and see how far away it is from my QTH and all that.
That sounds like what Mike used to do.
What's that, Mike?
Well, you know, when you put a perp under the light, you shine the light in their face. Where were you Tuesday at 2 o'clock?
Oh, you have such faith in me.
Yeah, that sounds like when he was growing a perp, huh? That sounds pretty good there, Jason. I hope you do good with it.
Yeah, it looks like the next ISS pass, that's going to be a good one. Looks like it's going to be tomorrow at about 12:50 in the afternoon, almost 1 o'clock.
MI3 Network.
I had an article I was going to read tonight, and I didn't, about meteor scatters. You ever deal with that on FT8?
Not me. I don't do FT8. I don't know if Mike, Dealer Mike, has or not. I'll turn it over to him.
No, especially now because of the restrictions I'm under with the antennas and such, I can't. I used to have everything set up at the other house, but after I retired, and then I started my own business. I was out of the state and traveling all the time, so all that preparation and antennas and azimuths and elevation rotors and everything just sat there and didn't get used. But so I never tried.
Well, the first day job was today, and then the next one's on the 31st, but there's an outfit called AMSI. They're looking for radio operators to be calling CQ on 10 and 6 meters using a digital mode MSK-144.
There used to be a guy in South Haven that had a major antenna array. I know he used moon bounce and other things with it, but I thought he also did meteor scatter and such, but I never did get to meet the man.
Okay. Well, I opted for a different article tonight to read on the net about 12 meter, but I was starting out with I was going to read this one here about meteor scatters, but oh well. I haven't heard anybody been talking about it out there that they were interested in doing it.
I got all I can handle now, so see what happens. I got the contractors coming to do the deck in the back, so when they're doing that, I'm hoping to get a couple of things modified again to try and make the best of it. The one antenna that's in the arborvitae is getting overgrown by them, so it's not giving me very good performance. I gotta move it. So I got them to be here doing the work to kind of act as cover for me when I'm going to be out there trying to get it moved.
I'll tell you this much for certain here, Mike. Help your contractor are better, more dependable than the last two contractors I've used to mow my yard, because I'm not happy.
Well, if they're not doing what they're supposed to be, I'll turn the pit bull loose on them. My wife will tear them up.
I'm serious, man. It's ridiculous. All I'm wanting is my yard mowed. And I go out there and find strips of my yard that they missed. What is that?
Well, I think I'm going to jump off here and head to bed.
So,
Mike, both of you, WW and OKA, you guys have a good rest of your night. And we'll talk to you later on. This is KE9BPP. I'll be clear in your guys' final.
Okay, Jason, nice talking with you again, and have a good evening, KF9WW.
7-3, Jason. And get better there, huh? We'll talk to you the next time. So, KE9BBB and then OKA73 is later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later on, and we'll talk to you probably tomorrow sometime. Josh, by the way. But yeah, we'll talk to you later on. 7-3, KE9BBB. I'll be clear.
Did I call the wrong name? Sorry.
Oh man. I butcher call signs, now I butcher names. Sorry about that, Josh. Well, 733, catch you later.
That's all right. A lot of people call, a lot of people say Jason, and, but, hey, you got my call sign right. All right, you guys have a good night. 73, KE9, BBB, I'm clear.
So what's been running up your backside, anything, medical, or just having one of those days? I don't know, man. I can't even program a radio. What am I doing out here, huh? You call that a problem? That's a fact of life for us old guys. I spent 3.5 days trying to get the FTA program to work again. I don't know what I did to it in the first place. It quit working on me, so I unloaded or did everything I could do, and then I unloaded it. Whatever. What am I thinking? I took it off. Tried it, reinstalled it. I uninstalled it. Reinstalled it, uninstalled it, put an older version up, it didn't work, uninstalled it again, went all the way back, erased everything I could do to try and start from scratch, still didn't work, went through the setups I don't know how many times, for about 3 days, finally I had enough, I went through it one more time, and I'd been doing the same thing. And it turned out to be one checkbox that was causing the whole problem. As soon as I hit that, everything worked fine.
Yeah, my FTA's been down for a month now. I'm not sure what to do. I've been down that road before with deleting and reinstalling an app. But I guess on the other side of the coin, I'm trying to update my Medicaid, my Medicare and Medicaid. Oh, I've had to go to Michigan City over there to the office, and I had to fill paperwork out and go turn it in and that, and now I'm waiting to hear from them, but that's had me going, and I'm not happy with the current guy got mowing my yard, and I owe him money now, but I want to talk to him first that I'm not happy with what he did, so I don't want to go down that road, man. Why can't I get somebody to just mow my yard and I'll pay him?
Yeah, I know. I understand. I've been lucky for the most part, so they just, they come when, sometimes they come when I don't need them to come, but they, at least they show up. It may not need to be mowed, but they're mowing it anyway, once a week, whether it needs it or not, but they're here.
I don't even want to pay twice a month. I don't want them over here every week, but it may come down to the, where they need to come twice a month, but I don't want to pay it. Well, I think we're halfway through the summer now. There won't be that much more mowing going on, but I got to get with him on the phone tomorrow and get him over here and get him paid for what he's done, but I'm going to push him to do a couple spots that he missed and take it from there.
Yeah, you're not satisfied. You don't You don't pay for what you're not satisfied for. If he's not going to stand behind it, then you do what you got to do and find somebody else, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me on that, because I'm not happy with what he did. But I'll pay him for what he did do, but whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to get my radio back. Boy, they explained that it would be a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. Well, we're getting close to going on a month now, so I'm hoping it comes fairly soon.
I've given it a lot of thought. There was a time when I had my 2-meter mobile in my car, my old Radio Shack, my 212. I've been giving it thought putting it back in my car, but I haven't forgot about that time I got in my car and my CB was gone. It's like a punch in the stomach or kick below the belt.
Well, do you drive your car enough and would have the radio on enough and would talk on it enough to make it worthwhile? Or do you go far enough away that you need the extra power, or would you be just as capable with an HD?
Well, that's true too. But I really need to take out here for a minute. You gonna be out here?
Yeah, for a few. Go over to 6-1 when you come back.
Will do.
KF9WW.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
This is W8NSI. What repeater is this? W8NSI testing. W8NSI clear.
KA9OVO.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.